poll, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden in 5 of 6 swing states. By Wendell Hasebo on April 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads President Joe Biden in 5 of 6 key swing states. An Echelon Insights poll found this week, underscoring Trump's historic political comeback. Trump's lead in the 5 states means he could flip 5 states Biden won in 2020. Arizona, Trump plus 6. Georgia, Trump plus 10. Michigan, Trump plus 6. Nevada, Trump plus 7. Pennsylvania, Trump plus 4. Wisconsin, Biden plus 1. The poll also found that swing state voters blame Biden for soaring costs and the southern border invasion, two of the top 2024 issues. 59% blame Biden for invasion. 51% blame Biden for inflation. 73% of swing voters disapproved of Biden's job performance, compared with 40% for Trump. 65% of swing voters described Biden as a failure. The poll sampled 400 swing state voters from 6 states from March 12 to 19 with a 2.3-point margin of error. Trump's polling lead over Biden is due to the ongoing political realignment upending Biden's 2024 intersectional coalition, Republican strategists told Breitbart News. Democrat inroads with Black, Latino, and Asian voters deteriorated to the lowest point in 60 years. Polling from Gallup, Siena College, and The Wall Street Journal recently revealed Hispanic and Black men could vote for Trump in proportions not seen in American politics since the 1950s. Percy Jones, a Black restaurant manager who lives in Atlanta, said he remembers Trump's time in office more warmly, especially regarding immigration. "He didn't allow people who don't live here to come in," Jones told the Journal. "They are taking all of our jobs." Trump appeared to spur the realignment in 2016, forcing the Republican Party to identify with working-class citizens instead of college-educated, upper-income, and big-business voters, according to Patrick Ruffini, the co-founder of Echelon Insights. Trump may have perfectly embodied this old Republican stereotype, but under his watch, the party now has more people in it on the bottom half of the economic ladder. Without college diplomas, Ruffini explained in Time. "This is a net positive for the GOP's ability to win elections in the future, given that more than 6 in 10 voters don't have a college degree." But what's different in 2024 is an election playing out under an umbrella of economic anxiety, he continued. And that's pushing more working-class voters into Trump's camp, especially non-white voters commonly aligned with the Democratic Party. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.